hope. Mm-hmm. Is that where it starts?
Yeah, I think so.
How do we get that?
Especially this one. What, maybe you heard it from someone else. You know, yeah. You're looking at someone else's story. Right? Like hope is something that like is in the future. Like either you've dreamed it up.
Yeah.
I think commonly, especially in the groups, is you're seeing someone else there with hope. Like, for me in the groups early on, it was tough because I was doing well. Like God was healing my life and I was doing better. And I felt like I was sharing. I'm like, oh my gosh, like everyone's doing terrible.
Yeah.
And I don't exaggerate, but I mean, like, they're sharing deep, horrible things. And I'm like, I had a great week. And then, like, and then I realized, like, I have to share this.
That's right.
Because it's hope.
Yep.
It's hope for someone else. Yep. So I think, sometimes it comes from seeing it somewhere else.
Yeah. But good point. I mean, especially around this philosophy, I mean, there are literally millions and a lot of millions, like, right now, today, who are experiencing some sort of sobriety. Mm-hmm. Because they're adhering to this type of program. So you can imagine for those around, they say between 5 and 10 people are deeply affected by everyone with an addictive situation. So, you know, multiply those millions, and I could probably say there's at least 10 million just in the alcohol and drug addiction areas. So you extrapolate that and take in everything else with the eating problems and the and all.
Right.
I mean, you're looking at half the world kind of thing in a hurry. But it's exponential, and they've made it, and they're living it. You know, whether they stay there or fall back or whatever, it's not the point. Like, they are living the right way this moment. So there's a lot of freedom. There's a lot of soothing going on. There's a lot of stuff because millions have done it. There's no question about whether it works or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to knock it, well, hey, if that works for you. But you know, my sense is you're going to do exactly what you're going to do, and I hate to tell you this, but it's part of the program. You can be mean, you can be nice, you can do whatever you want, but you're not really the guiding force. So you know, know that you're never alone, and that's a great thing. But know that even though you have the power of choice, there's something far greater that I don't really understand either, but that knows exactly what that choice is going to be and so on and so forth, and can almost elude or make an illusion that that almighty power, God Almighty, is able to change things without changing things.
Mm-hmm. Could change you in an instant.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the situation doesn't have to change because your perspective did. That happens quite often.
Yep.
It's that change in perspective. And I wanted to mention with those numbers, you know, those are exponential. Like, those are so high.
Oh, I know.
But there's anonymity in the principles of the groups. It's basically built that, you know, this isn't advertised. So, you know, there isn't, you know, these are almost secret societies of people that are doing this. And, you know, some are more secretive than others for good reason because of a lot of different factors. But, you know, this is a very accessible program that's worldwide that works.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, these 12 steps and, you know, it can be one step. Like, you really,
that's right. Yeah.
Like the
first one,
just one, you know, just get involved, especially if it's something that, you know, either you're being impacted by someone in your life or, you know, right now I've gone too far and I need to intervene in my own life. You know, I need to find one of these programs. They're there. They're in local churches. They're in local community centers. You know,
everywhere
they are. Available to you to be a lifeline and a resource. You got to get in these rooms.
Yep.
It's so important.
Yeah. And folks, one of the difference between us and most of the others is that we're open to absolutely everyone. You know, and if you're just uncomfortable in your own skin or no reason at all, just kind of like to go and be with some people, you know, and Jonathan mentioned anonymity, and the way we work is we give you the anonymity to the degree you want anonymity. You know, if you become like me later and would rather just tell the whole world my story, you know, of change, then I would like to be able to do that too. And I can do that because I've sort of said to everybody, you know, this is why I'm here. I can't deny it. I don't want to deny it.
Well, I'm thankful that you did, because it was at the church when you presented it.
Yeah.
For the first time, and I saw someone say that they lost their son with freedom. I've never in my life You know, obviously there's still so much there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I've never seen someone say it and be like, "Oh my gosh, like that works."
It does.
Whatever he's doing works. Yeah. And that's when I got the confidence. So thank you for sharing their story and making it public, right?
Really.
Because it's what started things up for me. Yeah.
Well, that's great. It's great to hear too. Encouragement is good. It doesn't wreck the sobriety either.
No. No. When you're doing the right thing, you should be confirmed in it, right?
It's fun, but yeah, that's right. Yeah, affirmation is good. And folks, you can all do that. I mean, the guy beside you, you know, nothing wrong with telling him he's doing a good job.
Yep. Tell him that they smell good. They had a nice shower this morning. You know, simple things, they go so far.
Yeah. And if he's not doing well, in a sense, know that, you know, our God, our almighty source, whatever we believe in, sees the whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so from outside of time, the fact that in our time, our restrictive way of living with time here, you know, we're concerned this guy, to our estimation, is not doing right now. But the Almighty sees how that is doing in our time, 10 years hence, 5 years before, and all these things. So, you know, it's like, you know, and I got to finish this fast, but it's like when God says, well, you know, if you believe in these things, you know, if you believe in my son and his resurrection and so on and so forth, if you believe, then I don't see any negativity in you anymore. I can't see it anymore. Mm-hmm. Now I see you the same way, you know, the world sees my son, sees me. I see you like that. You're like that. And I know it with the time restriction stuff, I'm not like that.
Mm.
I'm, you know, as bad a sinner, if you want to use the old term, as anyone out there. And I know it, and I accept it, but I know that I can be seen as perfect and that I am perfect from outside of time, so that's good enough for me.
You know?
And so is everybody else, but they got to accept it on their own.
Right, and, come to believe.
Yeah, and you know, you can say to people, like if you tell me, well, just because you know some power knows all these things, you're just going to go out and have a... I would say to you, yeah, maybe you will. Maybe you won't. I don't know. But whatever you do, that's what you're supposed to do. So, you know,
he'll use that too.
Let me know how it works.
And part of my story is I was walking the wrong direction, but he was training me for when I came back.
Absolutely.
And so I was doing things that were relevant.
Yeah.
And so even if I thought I was in complete rebellion... Yeah. He was still training me. So it was like, you win, you win. Like, he's got both ends of that.
Yeah. I'm in the school.
Yeah.
Just starting out. Yeah, it's beautiful. Beautiful. Any closing words there, Jonathan? We got about a minute.
I think it's just an encouragement. You know, this is an open, vulnerable step, a place for you to just cry out, say it simply, whisper it, whatever it is.
Yep.
You know, it doesn't have to be a big emotional thing. It's a conscious decision.
Yeah.
You know, I want to believe. I've come to believe. I'm taking that step. Are you there? You're bigger than me. You know, I need help.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I think some of the simplest things of just I need help are great.
Yeah.
And it's you know, something to leave everyone with.
And it'll fall into place.
Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, Jason, thank you very much.
My pleasure, as always.
For your serious and good, solid work that you do there every week, and for coming in, and no matter what the weather, and you know, as long as I can get you here, you're here, and we work it together. And Jonathan, thanks so much for coming on.
Of course, really
always a pleasure, and you know, we got to do it more often, and we will. So, I guess we'll just let Jay take us out from there. Thanks everyone for listening to Sharing the Burden live on 102.9 FM in Stouffville. Please go to sharingtheburden.ca for this and previous broadcasts. Hope you enjoyed the show and hope you'll share it. Till we meet again, this is Scott saying, have a great day.